इस वजह से वन थिंग वी डोंट रियलाइज इन अवर लाइफ सिर्फ उपवाद की राधा गिरधारी जी की सुना वेरी नाइस यू सेड इन स्क्रिप्चर यू नो हरि ही हरि ही सदा वसे तत्र यत्र भागवता जनाः गायन्ति भक्तिभावेन हरेर्नामैव केवलम् इट्स ब्यूटिफुल वर्स टू Let me do this. No, then you. Dark and red.
What best do you want?
No, of course. And then. Yeah. What this? No wonder you're showing for the flower.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I think it's 6, 11, 24. I'll show you. Six, 11, 25. Okay. No, this is Ajatavaksha. Six, 11, 20. Six, 25. What else? Yeah. These words, we have to learn by heart. And if you understand, it's very easy to learn by heart. Harihi. Hari. Hari means Supreme Personality of Godhead. And name Hari is beautiful. Yeah. Who today? Subhendu Prabhu is here? Yeah. He said to me one very nice thing. You know? This Baba boy is coming from Calcutta. So, he said that his grandma, he was a young boy, so his grandmother would come to her, you know, and say, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. He didn't understand anything. Hari Bol, he was saying. Eventually ended up with Hari here in New Zealand. This Hari name is best for the Lord. The Supreme Absolute Truth, who takes away all our misery, is known as Hari. And we are all, without the exception, miserable. We only keep smiling, you know, if we are very lucky. Otherwise our faces are like banana, you know. And banana is beautiful as it is. But our faces are like a rotten banana. Somewhere is big, somewhere small. Just falling down to Maharaj, speak out. Remember his associate, Maharaj, my chemical combination is wrong. And as soon as his chemical combination wrong, so my cooking was gone. Maharaj, I must have taken us from the air. My chemical combination wrong. So I have to starve then. Maharaj ki jai. So this please, Hari. Hari is the best word, you know. Hari hi, sada means always. Vaset means stays. Hari stays always. Hari hi, sada, vaset, tatra, there. He says Hari always stays there. Now we just say where. Hari hi, sada, vaset, तत्र हरि हि सदा वसे तत्र हरि हि सदा वसे तत्र
हरि हि सदा वसे तत्र
हरि हि सदा वसे तत्र
हरि हि सदा वसे तत्र
हरि हि सदा वसे तत्र
हरि हि सदा वसे तत्र
स्लोली डोंट स्पीक लाउडली And it's slow.
Hari.
Not slow, it's still slow.
Hari.
And so many people are sitting here. You speak like this, who will hear? Come on. Loudly.
Hari.
Hari.
Sada.
Tatra. Very good. Hari sada vase tatra.
Hari sada vase tatra.
Hari sada vase tatra.
Very good.
Hari sada vase tatra.
Hari sada vase tatra.
Very good. Very good.
Hari
hi sada vase tatra.
Hari sada vase tatra.
Now where we have to see? He resides there, he said. Hari always resides there. So now we have to see where, you know. Yatra.
Yatra.
Where, you know. Yatra.
Yatra.
Bhagavata.
Janaha.
Wherever Bhagavata Janaha, my devotees. Here are my devotees. Here, Sen Maharaj is there. Hari is there. It's nice you brought him here. You are in charge of... What's the trouble with him? He is in charge, you are in charge. You have to decide, you know, who is in charge. Then we can deal with Hari Sada.
Vase
tatra.
Vase tatra.
Yatra.
Yatra.
Bhagavata janaha.
Bhagavata janaha.
Hari sada.
Hari sada.
Vase tatra.
Vase tatra.
Yatra.
Yatra.
Bhagavata janaha.
Bhagavata janaha.
Janaha means people who run after Bhagavatam. They are known as Bhagavata janaha. Unknowingly, every second of our existence, we follow Srimad Bhagavatam. And that's why it is known as eternal, the king of the scriptures. It's equally applicable to all the living entities, without discrimination. Ahu Harati Vai Pumsam. Our life decreases every day, he says. Uddhyanna sanyanna so, by rising of the sun and the setting of the sun. Who can be exception for this? You understand? All of us, without exception, are losing a day. Sun rises and sun sets. There is no exception to this. This is Srimad Bhagavatam. Whatever is propagated in Bhagavatam is eternally applicable to all the living entities, not only human beings, all the living kingdom is under this law. By rising of the sun and the setting of the sun, a day is gone. This is Srimad Bhagavatam. And who will not be attracted to it? These janaha, like us, we are known as Bhagavata janaha. And we don't know really, unknowingly, we are following the tenets of Bhagavatam. That's why we are all, without exception, known as Bhagavata janaha. Hari.
Hari.
Sada vase tatra.
Sada vase tatra.
Yatra.
Yatra.
Bhagavata janaha.
Bhagavata janaha.
Wherever there is assembly of the devotees. He says, Hari sada vase tatra. And what do they do? Gayanti.
Gayanti.
See, we are singing. Gayanti.
Gayanti.
Bhakti bhavena.
Bhakti bhavena.
With the devotional tendencies. Is it? Do you understand? Mere gayanti is wrong. And we may sing some mundane music or something. No, it's not allowed. Bhagavata Jana, those who run after Bhagavatam, Bhakti Bhavena. Gayanti,
Gayanti
Bhakti Bhavena,
Bhakti Bhavena,
Harinamaiva,
Harinamaiva,
Kevalam,
Kevalam,
only Harinam. This is the duty of the Bhagavata Jana. And if you do that, then Harihi Vasait Tatra. Hari always stays here. So, who will not be serious about these things? If you want to associate with Hari, with Krishna, then you have to come to these places. And you go up to that place where unflinching singing of the glories of Krishna is going on. If we can, we should have these places only on this planet, where only pure singing is going on, this version of Krishna. Otherwise, we cannot associate with him. Here we are lucky to associate with him. It's a beautiful place. Who will repeat now? Harihi
Sada
Vase
Tatra
Yatra
Bhagavata
Janaha Gayanti Bhakti Bhavena Gayanti Bhakti Bhavena Harenamaiva Kevalam Harenamaiva Kevalam. The holy name of Lord Sri Hari is surely all that be. That must sink in our mind. And if at all we decide this, then apart from this we don't do anything else. So we want to associate with the Lord. And this is the easiest way to associate with Him. Harihi
Sada
Vase
Tatra.
Nice to see you. You're smiling. That's very good. Harihi
Sada
Vase
Tatra.
Yatra
Bhagavata
Janaha. Gayanti
Bhakti Bhavena
Harenamaiva
Kevalam.
So how is chemical combination? Alright, Jai. I remember you once during day. I remember you. So you are Hari for us. I remember you was kicked out of the temple once. Temple always plays with you, I didn't seek. So Sen Maharaj, somehow they were sent out, he said, go on, don't come here. So he went and stayed with his grandfather. He loved his grandfather. He had plenty of money. So always go to him still? Yes, yes. Don't do like this. Oh, Jay. So everything is yours now? That's what I'm interested in. You don't understand my interest. We're after his grandfather's money. Hey, you don't poke your nose. Hari
Sada
Vase
Tatra
Yatra Bhagavata
Janaha
Gayanti Bhakti Bhavena Harenamaiva Kevalam. The Lord, the holy name of the Lord Sri Hari is
surely
all that be.
Once
this idea sinks in our mind, our life is directed very nicely. And this is the royal road. Please, all endeavor should be to continue these things. Otherwise, as soon as we stop this, our life becomes completely useless. All our endeavors become useless. All your hopes become useless. All your fruity activities are useless. Everything. And then eventually, when everything is useless, we take recourse of the demoniac nature. Our nature becomes demoniac. And the chaos is in the society around. So in order to stop the chaos, Śrīla Prabhupāda and Chaitanya Mahāprabhu has given us this royal road. We chant again. We'll do it in a bit now. In a bit. Hari
Hari Hari Sada Vase Tatra.
Very good.
Yatra
Yatra
Bhagavata Jana.
Very good.
Jana
Dayanti
Dayanti
Bhakti Bhavena. Very good, very good. Hare Namayiva
Hare Namayiva
Kevanam. Only Harinam. And then we many times doubt, you know. How can I'm so much in difficulty. How can Nam help me? But these names, they infiltrate in our life. And wherever there is misery, they just completely eradicated. That is the nature of names. And names are more powerful many times than Hari himself. This is our experience. You know, Lord Rama wanted to go from South India to Lanka. So he wanted to build the bridge between, and that bridge about 30 kilometers, you know. About 18 miles bridge was there. So he thought that who can build this bridge? So he thought about it and he said, Hanuman is there. What is your new putra? So nice. Like, where was this putra in our traveling? Oh. So, in our language, it is known as Bhikabhai. Bhikabhai means everything depends upon the begging. Vika bhai. And dhoti? I can't believe you. Anyway, nice. So from Alachua you have this kurta, isn't it? I did it put it today, not before.
Other one.
Yes, his reasons always. Hanuman, he is Hanuman. So Hanuman said, yes, Bhagavan, it will be ready tomorrow, you know. And then he went aside and he said, what to do during the night? How am I going to prepare the bridge? So he thought, well, he said, you are sure that when Hari orders, he gives us the capacity also to build or construct or whatever. So he abided by the orders and he brought big stones, you know, yes, we know. And wrote Lord Ram's name on it and threw into the ocean, they were floating. So Lord was standing by the side. He said, hey, this is wonderful, he said. The rascal brings the stones, writes my name on it, and throws in there, stones are floating. So Ram wanted to try. He said, if he can, my name has this capacity, then I must have more capacity than name. So he picked one big stone. He threw it in the ocean. It went down. There's something wrong. So again he took another stone. And again threw. Again it went down, you know. He said, oh. So Hanuman was watching. He said, Bhagavan, what are you doing? He said, he didn't want to tell because you're not successful. So he said, Bhagavan, I know what you are doing. He said, what? Well, I didn't do anything. He said, don't lie. He said, you are picking up the stone and you're throwing the stone, you know. Here I am throwing the stone with your name. So your association is there to the stone. So that's why they are floating. When you throw some stone, if you are rejecting them, they are going to be drowned. So please, the moral is that don't be rejected by Lord Ram. Our life should be guided in such a way that we can never be rejected by the Lord. As soon as He rejects you, then we don't have any place to stay. And if not to be rejected by Him means continuously we should chant Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Hare
Krishna, Krishna
Hare Hare,
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
And then this is instruction, Hari Shastra, whatever. But how to real eyes. Real. This is the real thing. Shastras don't speak lies. They give the reality. Now we know the reality. But how to eyes it? How to put in practice? That's our question. Now this is the instruction, eternal instruction, that you should always remember Him if you want to be very happy in this world and eventually promoted to His kingdom at the time when we leave this body. This is our way. But how to put into practice is a great problem in front of us. As the society is progressing day by day towards Kali Yuga, there are so many other inabilities creeping in. And it stops us from performing bhajan for 24 hours a day. Formerly it was quite alright. Even 100 years before, it was very easy to chant Krishna's names. So at least in India, the agriculture produced was in plenty. So you can depend upon the agricultural land. And you didn't have to work very hard. And here we end up in Auckland, awkward land. This awkward land. And here you have to work day and night just to have bread and butter. And at least you get bread and butter here. If you work in India, you hang yourself upside down. Maybe bread will be available. Butter is impossible. And you will be lucky if you have bread. Please remember these things. But everywhere, these scriptural injections, they are very practical. Highly practical science is Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, and whole of our Vedic culture is really very much intimately connected with our day-to-day life. Then herein we have to sort out the matter. That according to our age and varna, you know, the kind of work we do, we have to do the work. We are workers, we are not shirkers. If you shirk, then you don't get anything. We are the workers, you know. So how to fit into this? This is our problem. Hearing. Again, Srimad Bhagavatam is very clear. He says, Yaha Svadharmena. Yaha means those people. Svadharmena. By his own occupational duty. Yaha Dharma is not a religion, but it's the occupational duty according to our age and according to our liking. Which varna, we may be Brahminical, we may be military man, we may be capitalist. Or liberal, whatever. This is our varna. And we have our own ashramas. Maybe you are in Brahmachari ashram in the beginning of life. Or maybe you are in the middle, Grihastha ashram. Or you may be retiring with way, Vanaprastha. And maybe you are in a Saivari. This is our age, according to our age. The spiritual divisions are there, and according to our liking, social divisions are there, and we have to fit in into one of it, and that goes without saying. There is no exception to this, and the whole society, human society, follows this pattern of varna and ashram system. The names may be different, but helplessly we follow. This is the eternity of the Bhagavatam way. Nobody can escape. It doesn't matter what faith you follow. It doesn't matter at all. You have to fit into this. And as soon as you come to this, then he says, Yaha Svadharmena, by his own occupational duty, who bhajate shunaka istase, who worship me, shunaka istase, immediately, without delay, manorajan prasidati, he is completely satisfied. Is again Bhagavatam. Occupational duty has got to be performed. And if you perform your occupational duty very immaculately well, then there is no delay in satisfying your own mind. As soon as the mind is satisfied, the whole being is satisfied. The people who are around us in the family or in the society, they are also completely satisfied. And everywhere we see the satisfaction, santosh. Then again herein we have to remember that the satisfaction which gives us the rapt attention to hear the messages of Srimad Bhagavatam is completely impossible if the mind is not purified. And mind can only be purified by occupational duty performed. This is the main thing. If mind is not purified, our actions are not purified. And if our actions are not purified, the reason of our actions not being purified is that we are not purifying our way of eating, sleeping, mating and defending. This is the reason. So we should start from this. You have to sort out your eating, sleeping, mating and defending. The first stage. And this touches us directly to our life. You then eat, isn't it? Nobody can survive without it. Can Christians survive? Islam, Mormon, Hindu, or Buddhist, whatever. Nobody can survive. Everybody has to eat. And the eating has to be purified. This is the only place where we put anything in the body. My hand cannot eat, my legs cannot eat, my eyes cannot eat, my head cannot eat. Only the mouth can eat. So if we are really discriminative regarding this, then the purification is there. And this gives us the whole idea of what is to be eaten and what is not to be eaten. That is also described very nicely in the pages of Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam. As soon as these things are very seriously followed in our life, our eating habits are purified. No, correctly it is said that you are what you eat. Definitely. You eat monkey's brain, you are like a monkey. Isn't it? You eat what you are. This is coming from China. What's he is? Yeah, yeah. It's a nice boy. I can't see you. Huh? Unless I see, I can't speak. So, please, remember this, that this is the beginning. Eating must be purified. Sleeping. Very easy to sleep in this cold and damp. Very nice to sleep. Those whom Krishna curses, there he sends him to Auckland. Go and sleep there. Dark, damp, cold, you know, just rap and boom. And then he sings shlokas, but he sings from his nose. From his nose the shlokas come out. The eating habit is not purified. So the stomach is like a mountain, goes down hill, you know. And it moves, you know, very nice rhythmic movement. No need more than that, you can just play everything. Please. I don't know how to correct ourselves. So these things have got to be sorted out. And therein, Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, scriptures, you know, they are available for us. Original Bible also instructs regarding these things. We had come across one copy of Bible in England, you know, and it was published by some biblical society. It should be available in England. But it was the translation from the copy of the Bible which was preserved in Tibetan monastery. And it gives all the vegetarian instructions. you've seen it with your own eyes. All the essence of all the faiths is the same. These are different faiths, you know. There is Hindu faith, and there is Muslim faith, and there is Buddhist faith, and Christian faith. These are all faiths. Religion is only one. Religion is linking process. There is religion. And linking is between our soul and the super soul or Krishna. You know well, the super soul is a localized manifestation of Krishna. Localized manifestation means equally he is in his heart, in his heart, in her heart, everybody's heart he is in. Sarvasacham Radhisan Yushto. This is the localized form. So as soon as we find out the linking process, and linking process will only be there if these four things are purified. This is the main thing to understand. As soon as we understand this, then we have to purify our eating, we have to purify our sleeping, you know, early to bed and early to rise is the way to be happy, healthy, wealthy and wise. This is the instruction, eternal instruction. We all want to be happy, we want to be healthy, we want to be wealthy and wise, everything. But we don't follow the condition. They all need to be in their early to rise. This, Srila Prabhupada has taught us. This is most important. Nothing else is important. We may manufacture our own religious system in that you may sleep any time, you may get up any time, you may eat anything, you may not eat anything, whatever you do, whatever you like you do, and you come here and I initiate you. And it's a very cheap system. Oh, I said, this Maharaj is best. Nothing to be done, and you are initiated. And you come here, and I just put a glove, and all of you are initiated in. Before you know that you are initiated, I initiate you. This is a very cheap system. And everybody crowds around. He said, this Maharaj is the best Maharaj. He initiates with my gloves. And as soon as you go outside, then my agents are among you. He says, hey, you know, you are initiated by Maharaj. Hey, he said, I didn't know him. We are fond of some easy way out of it. Instant initiation. Microwave. You put yourself in microwave, you are initiated. Man, at least you change that name, micro. Micro. It should be my Krishna wave, at least. You please paste now. Today, you go home, you all have micro, isn't it? You have micro? You tell yes loudly. You know. Chinese are very clever. So this, please, this micro-initiation, you shut about this. You come to Prabhupada and you have to get up early in the morning at 4 o'clock. You say, why should I go to Prabhupada? He doesn't give really anything. If we don't follow him, we don't follow his instructions. And you go somewhere and you're initiated. Without your knowledge, you're initiated. That's very nice. I mean, now initiated. I have a guru in my pocket. And he will do as I tell you to him to do. What is this? I have to obey somebody. That guru I don't want. Please, don't commit this foolishness. Always, the best things are a bit difficult. You have to follow some austerity to achieve some best thing. Please remember these things. It's very easy then to follow the instructions regarding eating, sleeping, and mating also. It's all Vidyatma in Bhagavad Gita, it is said. Raga Dvesha Vimukta Istu Vishayan Indriyasharan Atma Vashayir Vidyatma. There is Vidyatma. There is regulated freedom to enjoy. And as soon as you come to this point, for the regulated freedom, then your life is regulated. And regulated life in eating, sleeping, meeting and defending will give you pure actions. Then our eating habits are pure. Our actions regarding that are completely pure. Our sleeping habits are pure. So actions regarding sleeping habits are completely pure. Meeting habits are very pure. Then defending habits are very pure. So everywhere the purity reigns. And if you have purity everywhere, your actions are bound to be pure. We don't have to worry, because the beginning is nice. This is the root. Please, this is a practical connection with the scriptures are completely intimately connected with your day-to-day life. And in a day-to-day life, we have to follow these purities. Unless we follow this, please don't dream that Krishna is that cheap, that he will come to you. Austerity is required. And unless you put something into practice from the scriptures, it would be very difficult. Once we were in Belgium, you know, and some boy came with his girlfriend, and he wanted to impress the girlfriend. She might not be loving him or not behaving well, so he wanted to make my use to do that. So I was sitting there, Maharaj, what is your name? He said, I'm John, you know. I said, how are you, John, all right? Yes, he said, daily, he said, Krishna comes in my dream at 3:30 in the morning. And he wakes me up. John, get up, John. All right, I heard it. He was this impressed girl. And then I get up and come from Aladdin. So I told him, do you take shower before you come? I don't have time. Krishna should wake me up at 3 o'clock, then I may be able to. It is his mistake, he wakes me up at 3:30. John, get up, John, get up. And I get up, open my eyes, put on clothes, run from that. The rascal, I think Krishna is that cheap to come to a religious connection. This is how it is. We are just dreaming some impossible thing. And you go to somebody and tell all these things. We never know that to whom we are telling. It's impossible. Impossible, these things. Please don't concoct. Krishna is not that cheap. It's all our concoctions. And Prajati Yada Kaman Sarvan Pata Manogatan. This Manogatan. The mind concocts these things. Save yourself from the concoctions. And if you save yourself from the concoctions, half of life's time is saved. We waste our life in concoction. Concoctions must be dropped. That is again the instruction of Bhagavad Gita. And after leaving completely these concocted ideas, what is to be done? Atmani eva atmanatushtaha. This is universal instruction. That you must be satisfied, means satisfied. Atmani eva. In your own self, Atmana, your mind must be forced to be completely satisfied in yourself. So you will not run around for satisfaction. And every living entity, without fail, tries to be satisfied. Munorajan prasidati. And one can never be satisfied unless you follow the austere instructions of the Bhagavatam. That's what Prabhupada is. And if you come to Prabhupada, you have to get up at 3:30 or maybe 3:45. You have to be ready by 4:30. That is our way. And this is how we have purified our sleep. And because we have purified our eating and sleeping, the meeting is automatically purified. But we don't run around here and there for the satisfaction of our senses. This goes without saying. And as soon as this austerity is there, the the substance which has the creative ability in our body. There is a substance, semen, which has the creative ability. So that substance is saved and you don't squander it. So the same substance gives us the capacity to real eyes, to see the reality and put into practice. That is realization. As soon as you recognize the reality and try to put into practice, slowly you realize. The persons who are realized, they don't have the horns on their heads. You can't recognize. But you can very well recognize by his behavior or her behavior that he or she is realized. And it's not a cheap realization. There are no shortcuts to it. There may be shortcuts in our city. How to go to the center, you can go here, you can go there. But there are no shortcuts regarding this. And as soon as we understand this, then our Gayanti Bhakti Bhavena becomes very serious. And we are with a very devotional attitude. We sing these bhajans. Just now we are singing very nice Mahamantra. So please come to this stage and you'll be very happy in your life without any exception. This is in a very nutshell the essence of Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita and our own behavior. As soon as you keep these things in mind, you will not unnecessarily wonder about here and there. There is no need of it. Sukham shayana nilaye nijepi. It says sukham, with happiness. Shayana means you sleep or sit. Nilaye nijepi means in your own sofa set. To that extent, the scriptures are very practical. They don't go anywhere. Sukham shayana nilaye nijepi. Namani Vishnoho Pravadanti Martyaha. Just we have to utter the names of Vishnu. Pravadanti Martyaha. Martyaha means all of us who are going to die. Te Nishitam Tanvetam Rajanti. They will, in their own sofa set, they will have the trance. And this trance will help them to chant very lovingly Govinda Damodara Madhavedi. Govind, Damodar, Madhav, or any other name, millions of names are there. You don't have to run out here and there. Just you have to purify practically your eating, sleeping, mating and defending. And then every action you perform will be pure. And as soon as your actions are pure, your mind will be purified. As soon as your minds are purified, you will have rapt attention towards the scriptures or gurus or saints or sages, instructions from them. And as soon as you have these instructions imbibed and realized, then you are completely satisfied. And then again please remember that satisfaction is not the only goal of our human existence. But satisfaction is the important step, and therein you begin the transcendental bliss. There is a difference between satisfaction and bliss. But satisfaction is a nice place to start the transcendental bliss. And then this bliss has to be increased. Our whole being should be blissful. There is an ocean of difference between happiness and bliss. Bliss is more transcendental. Happiness is more material. So we don't touch happiness. We are blissful. Anand, you know. As soon as you are blissful, you try to increase that bliss. And how to increase? Again, you have to follow these instructions. That you have to have in your behavior the neutrality. And second thing, that you have to have being equipoised in your behavior. Well, you know very well that except these bhajans or kirtans or whatever we perform regarding absolute truth is himself only. So as soon as we come to this conclusion, as soon as we follow the practical instructions
of purifying or sleeping, meeting, defending. You are satisfied. And as soon as you are satisfied, this is the beginning of the bliss. And then in the beginning of the bliss, we have to be neutral, that we have to come out of the duality of the material existence, happiness or unhappiness, you know, winning or losing, long or short or whatever. These are dualities of materiality. In spiritual realm, there is no duality. Ekam jnanam parijiyate. There is only one thing there. Lose or win doesn't make any difference. You are there, that's it. Happiness or unhappiness doesn't exist there. Even unhappiness for the people who are realized is happiness. So many saints and sages underwent so many difficulties. Pandavas, you know, they were all highly elevated living entities. Yudhishthira Maharaj was Dharma Raja. Then there was Ukodara, Bhima, Horatius Eater, and Gada Panir. He was very expert in Gada, in mace. Then Arjuna was their Gandivan. He knew how to release the Gandivan. He was a brave person, bravest. All these were highly elevated living entities. And on top of it, Krishna was their friend and relation. Surat Krishna, Tato Vipat. Even then they were facing the difficulties. So what are we? Difficulties are bound to come. But difficulties don't touch us, because we are completely purified in basic four things: eating, sleeping, meeting, and defending. As soon as you come to this point, practically our life improves. And this is the only way. There is no other way. Please, I am ready to fall at your feet, the prostrated dandavats. But please come to this level and start from the beginning, and slowly, gradually, you will go. Seneca is the seer. Gradually, without delay, manorajan prasidati. Your mind will be satisfied. And kalena nati dirgena, Bhagavan Vishwate Hridi. Without delay, Bhagavan will appear into the, on the lotus of your heart. This is the only way. And in order to supplement this is our practical way. And in order to supplement this Bhagavan in the heart, we have all the spiritual paraphernalia given very kindly by Srila Prabhupada. You open your eyes and you may go to the temple. That Bhagavan is there also, Bhagavan is in your heart also. Where you are austere, you have followed all the regulations. You are purifying, being purified. And then you are thoroughly dhunoti shambhadam, dhunoti kalmasham. All these Kali Yuga inebrities are completely cleansed by just looking at the deities. Audience, you are ikshanam. You just iksha, you just have a darshan, and you are purified. As it is, without darshan, you are trying to purify. So whatever inability is remaining, this darshan, yat ketanam, you hear ketan in temple. And that's why our temples are not the dead temple. Our temples are live. 24 ketans are going on, Bhagavatam prasans were going on, Bhagavad Gita is going on. You enter any ISKCON compound and you will be completely satisfied. Yeah, it's the best, you know. See, your place is very good. We are satisfied. This is the way. These are all spiritual paraphernalia. There are thousands and thousands of tapes are there. The books are there. Small books are there. And 50, 60 pages are there. 2,000 pages are also there. Volumes are also there. It depends on how much time you can spare. We have everything to offer to you. And again, we offer Prabhupada to everybody. And he works then. When he was alive, the devotees were complaining. He said, Prabhupada, you are trying very hard. Nobody comes in here. He said, ask him, you just catch hold of somebody. Bring him to the temple.
given plenty of halwa to eat up to the brink, you know. And then let him come in the temple room, and he should sit in front of the deities and give him my book, small book in his hand, and I and deities will work, and you go away as well. Bring another donkey. This is the way it is. Eventually, as soon as we are satisfied to some extent, our duty is that we should propagate. And here the prachar comes. And I'm really transcendently very happy that except our institution, right prachar is not anywhere. Otherwise, if I want to be cheaply popular, you know, I would tell you, yes, do anything and everything. Why don't you take this up, mother, and go away, you're initiated. You are God, I am God, everybody is God. Finish. It's very easy. And you are very happy. He said, that Maharaj was very good, you know. He just gave me Jap Mala, didn't tell even to chant or whatever, no fixed round, nothing at all. You chant once, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare, and you are initiated. Yeah, please. We are not of that sort. Here, there are so many ifs and buts and this, please. If you want cheap, then there are so many places. And then it is very nicely said in India. What is it? Lobhi Guru and Lal Chuchela. Kya? Yes, you're correct. Kya hota hai unko? Lobhi Guru, Lal Chuchela, dono ki hoye narak mein thelam thela. This is understanding, isn't it? And in the Vrindavan so many years. You know what? So we, you know, greedy guru, Lal Chuchela, and greedy chela, greedy disciple. And they meet each other in the hell. Hey, you are here? You are also here? Yes. If the disciple is a guru, must be there. Please, please, avoid these things. And with this, we'll go. Have you? Can you show something? We are seeing humble attempts we are doing, serving the Lord. Please see how it is. Jai Shri Krishna. So nice to see you. Yeah, it's glowing. Jai Shri Krishna. What medicine you take? See. We'll talk in private. These people should not know. Yes, this is Dwarka and Rajkot, we are dealing. These are deities. And Rukmini Dwarka, this. In Dwarka. This is Dwarka, this Mandir. Main Mandir. Jai Atmanand. Prabhu ki jai. Man, you are our enemy, you know. We'll sort you out. After. He's alone, isn't he? Nobody is with him.
I have an army with me.
We didn't have anything that time. We had a tent here. From Mangalati. And a few of the slum people will come to join. Anyway. Yes. This is the gate, if you see. Remember, Padyatra is built. This is construction going on. This is our foundation stone for the temple. And there was a horrible earthquake. The same day we had put the stone. It was Shesh Nag, you know. He said, I am here. Now complete. These are the stones, the carved stones are coming. They were Radhadeva. He is worshipping the first stone. This is how construction is coming up.
Who's that
holding
that?
Radha Jiva. Radha Jiva. He's from Arlachuva. From Mayapur. Mayapur, yeah, everywhere. Yeah. There's the man. He's helping in this. Construction of rice is very costly. Stones are costly. Carving is very costly. And inside there is no carving. Outside is the carving. That is the altar place.
and the whole is coming up. This is the outside thing called car. There was this pillar. You can go back. There are some more car. Ah, this is the outside. This one. Outside from outside it looks like this. The pillars inside, there are six pillars nearly. The whole structure is very strong. This is a place where we carve the stones. Outside. These are makeshift canopies, you know, for shade. They start carving this. These boys are in charge there. These are miner. They dig by hand, you know. No machinery is used to take out the stones. The stones are to be used in constructing the temple. It's all human labor. The marble. Then we have tiles. This town is famous for tiles. There are 200-300 factories there. They're buying the tiles. All people are helping us in construction. Marble now, Abu Dhabi is famous for marble in Jaipur. Here, Jaipur. The marble factory. The big stones are coming from the mines, and then the bread slices like they cut it. They cut marble. There's marble stones. And this is a machine where they cut. There have been cut marble. The few of the marble pieces we have bought. These are the long pieces. They were on the wall. Marble walls in Dwarka. These are the designs on the marble. And then they have the granite designs also on the floor. Marble carvings are there. This is marble carved pillars. Slowly they were 2-3 pieces, they joined together. In Dwarka, we are able to construct Krishna Viling, stone temple. But in Rajkot, we are dreaming to build only marble temple. Let us hope that it comes true. These are marble pillars. Jaipur is famous for deities. Yeah. Udaipur is. This is a feudal lord. He is a big palace, he deals in marble. Pink marbles. His marbles floors in his palace. It's a big palace. So that I told you to buy the electric chair so that I can move. Such a big place. It's like a temple. This is his factory, marble factory. There are so many factories like this. Well, they are in a row in Jaipur, Udaipur, everywhere. But he supplied us very cheap marble for the flooring. The pink marble is available. And white marble is available after Jaipur. There is a place known as Makrana. They will supply white marble. We are in Rajkot now. Small natives at the moment. This is our land. We had only 2.5 acres land there. Jashumati Prabhu, you know, he had bought before 20 years and it was just lying there. So we thought that we'll develop 2.5 acres, more than enough. So the collector very kindly gave us 5.5 acres of land. The lady is a collector there. And she is very religious and she likes ISKCON. She doesn't know what is bad in ISKCON. She is always good. So I worshipped her. So you are the correct one. Don't inquire too much into it. So she really favored us beggaring bees, never get them. Then she said that she will charge. I said, it doesn't matter. We'll sort out the matters in Gandhinagar. Everything is possible in India. You just grab first and then fight. Anyway, and this is her PA, the personal assistant. He's Hari Bol. I told you, you are a very good man. When the question of money comes, Hari Bol. This is, yes, we have 12 building project there. Out of that, first building is coming. 12. Yeah. So this is the first building coming up. Downstairs is a hall. This hall will be used as a temporary temple. And upstairs there are 20 rooms. They're all self-contained. You can come and stay there. In our compound, the currency is dollars. So there she is, very comfortable. She said, 20 rooms, I can go and stay. You know? I said, dollars come in. These things are getting ready. In 2.5 months, it has come to this level, and again 2.5 months, it will be finished. In 5 months, the building. This man helps us in Rajkot. He's a very kind person. Rather than planting the tree there, he's really helping us. Many times he's in India 3-4 times a year. He always comes for a few days to Rajkot. He sleeps on the floor, you know. It's very simple, but rather than a very simple devotee. All finished now. These are plaster rooms. It's all human labor. No machinery is used. It's all human labor. They are preparing for the cement slab. The altar outside the hall. So there won't be any building on the altar. This is building on this side. All from inside. It's being plastered. A big hall, nearly 500 people can sit. The Rajkot is scarcity of water. Narmada water, before election, they opened the tap and the water was flowing. And he opened it, you know. And big lecture was there, none of the water is here now. You should not worry. As soon as he went away, water also went away. And now next election we have to wait up to. Again something will come. Anyway. He's a solicitor boy from Singapore. He also works hard when he comes. They are watering the trees. And the devotees are carrying the cement bags. They work very hard, not like you. Food distribution. This way. To the maximum capacity we seat. It's not like in New Zealand, one or two persons, no. Full. Till it breaks, we pull it up. After it breaks, it's very easy to pull it. So many persons are sitting, they all get down and push it. These are the slum areas in poor people stay. They perform kirtan.
that was Pink City. And we had been going to buy the deities from there for the hall. We have nearly 3,000 pictures there. It's getting late. So please, so nice to see you all. Without much of discussion, we have to complete here. Rupadki, do you want to ask any questions or anything? Few here and there. Thank you to the Shilain.
Joy.
Yeah, how is everything? Okay. How are some things that are going on? That's why I gave you the garland. I knew that something will come out. It's all deal. It's all deal, you know. Don't be too much happy. So, no, you always do it, don't worry. Please. It's enough. Okay, he insists. See, man, isn't he insists? Keep it in your pocket. Padma Prabhu kids, and we are starving in England. Yes, very good. How are you, Ali? I was looking to you, so I thought that I'm wrong. Nice, you're nice. You came from Fiji?
No,
we don't. You're not. That's nice. Nice to see you.
You're with us for how long? Another 2 days?
I'm up to Saturday. Is it Saturday?
Yeah.
Sunday morning we are
here.
Sunday morning. Up to Saturday we are here. Yeah. We'll come as soon as. I'm just a bit of recouping. It's too much. So we'll definitely visit New Varshan. How is everybody's all right? Yes. Madri Mata. All right. We miss her flat. So not so nice to see you all. Hare Krishna. Yes, the Rupad ki. Have you anything, Hanuman? All these people are sitting here. Prashad? Yes. Sleepy.